right, welcome back to Pints and Pairings. I am Curtis Taylor, also known as Hophead Zen.
And I'm Jason Hendrick, a.k.a. The Hungry Man from Everybody's Hungry.
And we are in part two of a Bud Miltmore's Light drinking contest.
I'm not sure how
tasting contest.
I'm not sure how I feel about giving these three beers a two-segment exposure.
I think
it's for a good cause.
It's for a good cause.
to keep you guys from drinking this stuff and being confused.
Absolutely. So nobody else ever has to do this again. There is no chance that
it's all for you listeners and
there's,
viewers.
There is no chance that we're going to get a sponsorship from any one of these companies. But we're putting our palates to the test for you. So to see if we can taste the difference. So if you haven't heard the first episode, then you really need to go back and listen to that.
Where and do Jason it quickly and I, because we don't want you to see the results before you find out the premise.
Yeah, push stop and go back to iTunes and find the other episode. So just so you know, we've tasted these three beers, Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light. Yep. We've done tasting notes, kind of shared our experiences with it, and a few other things here and there.
We've probably shared more than we should. But again, as you said, there's not a chance we're getting a sponsorship from these three.
Right. So we've tried to commit our impressions of these beers at least to our short-term memory. And maybe they'll stick. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm kind of guessing I'm going to lose this as soon as this episode's
I'm pretty over. Happy about your post-it notes that where we're going to lay our glasses down at, though. Is at the top left corner, just for the people who... Well, we'll put it up by the camera, but there's a cat and a puppy. It's real cute, like a Hawaiian scene, you know. At the top left corner, it says "Adopt Me." Like these beers are begging for us to try them.
But look, it's pet doggy and something. So one of the benefits of working out of your home studio is that when you need a post-it note, you know where to go to get them right away.
And you leverage your kids' school supplies.
Absolutely, and so
it's all
you,
for the show.
You always know that there's going to be a sticky note. Now those sticky notes may be, you know, have cute little puppies and kittens and palm trees, coconut trees.
At least it came from Hawaii.
That's right. Yeah. See, I got those from my in-laws. All right. So this is how we're going to do this. I'm going to have Jason turn around, and you can tell that he's turned around, especially if you're going to watch
this
video.
Other can then. I'm hogging the Bud Light.
Yeah. Here we go. So that he cannot see which beer I'm pouring, and I'm going to put it on one of three placemats, A, B, or C. I'm going to write down my notes right here so I don't forget which one was which. And then we'll see how he does. And then
there's a possibility to forget because, as we talked about in the first episode, the coloration on these is very light. There are a lot of similarities even on the palate. So,
right. Similarities in aroma. They're just so similar. So there's a few things here and there that we might be able to pull out between them. I'm still not sure I'm going to be able to do it. So I've
come to grips with the fact that I may not be able to do it and that hopefully my wife is not at home crying and discouraged about my lack of discernment between the three.
I'm just going to throw this out here that nobody has to be discouraged about any of that. And there still will
be dinner on the table when I get home.
Right. This is a tough test for us. So right. Jason, put your glasses here and then I'll pour those out. Give me your glasses, and so you can see in the video, Jason has turned his look away, his gaze.
Turn my back on the beer, but not the viewers.
And so I am actually pouring, and yes, I am pouring three different beers. No funny business here. I better start writing these down, though, as I'm doing this.
Don't make me shake my face.
Right, right. Okay, all right. And here we go, the last one. Okay, hold on a second. Jason, don't turn around just yet. All right, Jason, you are welcome to turn around, take a look at these beers.
And welcome back.
Hi, welcome back to the show.
It's almost like a dating game. Turn around and see your choices.
Right. Yeah, I should have just brought a whiteboard. I don't know even. Did you bring your whiteboard?
I do have a whiteboard.
No. We'll keep that in mind for the next show. All right, so Jason, here are your three beers. And as he's talking through them, I'm going to show you what we've got. Actually, I can't because he's still looking at me. So we'll see what he's drinking. He's looking at A.
And A is pretty neutral. When we look at, let me back up and let's talk about color first. You know, it's really difficult to break them down and to decide between the three which is which based on color. They're almost identical. You know, one of the things we talked about in the first episode has to do with carbonation. That could be a tell, but B and C are pretty similar this time, and they've warmed up a little bit more since the first show. So I'm not going to go off of that. I'm not going to say that that's a end-all, be-all descriptor. But coloration, they're all pretty same. A is pretty neutral on the nose. You know, a slight corn kind of aspect.
He's nosing the beer, but he's being careful not to put his nose.
Yeah, go back and watch the first episode and then take a little chuckle. B is a little more distinctive. I feel like there's a little bit more grassiness or maybe even a little sweetness. And C is pretty neutral as well. I'm hoping that these play out the way I'm expecting and that I'm going to get this right, but let's go ahead and hit the palate.
A is going down.
And A is down that quickly.
it was there and gone.
You know, palate wise, I have a little bead of sweat already though, because this I feel like is more consistent with the white pepper component that I talked about in the first episode of Miller Lite. But we'll see. Letter B, not number two. Letter B. Pretty neutral. We'll move right into C. I want to do a quick comparison.
Little swish and flick, and
yeah, I think this is going to play out. Knock on wood. I think A is going to be the Bud Light. It's really neutral on the palate, not a lot on the nose. When I was concerned about the white pepper, once I put B and C against each other, B has a little more sweetness than C. I think B is the Coors Light, and C will be the Miller Light.
You scored a 30% on that.
Oh, wow.
The one that you got correct was Miller Lite.
Really?
Yeah, so you've got these two mixed around, Coors and Bud, and then
that's interesting because Miller Lite. You know, we talked about the neutrality of Bud Light in the last episode, and for numerous characteristics, I felt like A was just really neutral. It didn't stand out with the sweetness that we initially grabbed. So, interesting. Well, 30% is better than zero.
That's right. It's because here comes the 0% right now. So I'm going to hand the beers over to Jason.
Move these glasses out of the way.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and get yours out. Bang, bang, you don't. Bang. And then maybe the saddest part about this is that in these 24-ounce cans, there's going to be about 20 ounces of beer left.
Is that sad or is that responsible? Well, I mean,
we can throw down a party afterwards, too, if we want to, and get to them. All right, so...
Turntable, Curtis.
I guess I'll turn around. I'll keep my microphone close. I'll talk to him, talk through this episode. Golf talk. I can hear Jason pouring a beer. Yes, he is pouring another beer. Maybe not. Don't forget to write down which beer is which, Jason, otherwise you'll forget.
Fingers crossed,
don't forget. And there goes beer number two. As he's clinking glasses around. Okay. I hear a scribble.
A little scribble. And the last beer going down.
And here goes.
A little sound in the mic, hopefully.
And it's good. So I'll pour it out. Little scribble. And is it time to turn around?
You can turn around, my
sweetness.
Friend.
All right. I am really excited about this test, by the way.
I can feel it. I can feel the energy exuding from you.
Okay, so I'm going to make some notes as I'm doing this. Just looking at these. Okay, so we've got A, B, and C. And I'm going to do a couple lines just to kind of keep track.
Oh, a little graph, huh? You're getting sophisticated on me.
So I think B is Bud. And this is just by looking at it, by the way, just in the monocarbonation. And C, I'm looking to make sure that that's... Did you move the letters around? You're just messing with me. Okay, so C, I'm thinking it's Miller, and then C is Coors. All right, so I'll give these a little taste. Letter A. I'm getting some sweetness in there, some corn notes. Let's see, appearance, aroma.
You've been to a few competitions, haven't you? You're really breaking this down.
I got to keep track. So, going on to B. Neutral again. It's not as sweet as A was anyway.
Can you feel the people gripping their chairs waiting for the description?
All right. Some nice carbonation in there in that beer, and it's finishing fairly dry.
That's one thing we didn't talk about too much in the first episode when we were building these up, is the dryness. And I think that's one thing that actually makes these beers palatable, is especially on a hot day, you know, a little dryness in the palate that makes you want another drink. And with a cold, crisp, refreshing aspect of any of these beers, you're out on the lawn, you're whatever it may be, you know, at least there is a desire to quench the thirst.
Mm-hmm. So,
are you going back for a little more aroma, huh?
So I'm sticking with my first just appearance look at it to go A is Coors, B is Bud, and C is Miller. And off the tastes, I think I'm just going to stick with it. This one is definitely a stronger flavor to it, a sweeter flavor, which is going to be fun, especially if that one turns out to be Bud, which I thought was the most neutral. Yeah, that one, there's a big difference between those two, which whatever it is. So we'll see what happens. Right, so last one, because I know this is really good radio, all the silence, so I'm going to go through.
Sometimes it makes people think. They have to really dig deep and understand themselves in a moment of silence.
Boy, those two are really similar in flavor, too. I'm going to go this way. And just before these are announced, this will be a good time for if people are listening to this through iTunes, whatever their podcast is, whatever their podcast aggregator is. Hey, you need to check especially this episode out on the video, because all those long pauses in there, you'll actually be seeing.
His facial expressions are priceless. I probably should have been describing those a little bit. And here comes the carbonated
right, belch. And there's all the carbonation. So so anyway, you get to see Jason and I drinking things, turning off mic and blowing everything back out. All right, so I'm ready for the finale, I guess. The results.
Well, I'm quite impressed, because you actually got all three. I poured them in the exact same order you did, in an effort to see if you would be consistent with what I, you know, what we described on mine. So although I got the Coors and the Bud mixed up, mm-hmm. I put them right back in the same order to see if you would come up with a different result.
And so this is the same.
Yeah. So we got Coors, Bud, and Miller Lite all in a row. And for whatever reason, the carbonation on this second episode of Coors versus Bud was much different than when we were prepping in the first segment. And I thought that was going to be one of the tells, and unfortunately I got that wrong. But yeah, I wanted to see if for whatever reason you would actually come up with a completely different result than one, the right answers, and what I came up with by having them in the exact same order. I'm impressed. You live up to your Cicerone status.
I'm really surprised. I mean, this is a shock, and I don't know what to say, and I'm caught off guard, and I don't know who to thank right now. I didn't think it was going to be me. I didn't. But
really, it was kind of a palate wrecker for me.
I'm really surprised. I didn't think that I was going to be able to. There's more of a chance that I'd be able to pull these out between the two, or with all three of them there.
Sure.
And then, you know, if they came at me and I had to figure out which one it was from there, you know, without any taste, side-by-side tasting, I don't know if I'd be able to do it. And, you know, I'm looking at my timer and there's like 6 minutes left.
I feel like I should give you a trophy or something.
Well, no, but what I'm thinking
maybe
is...
Maybe another pour? You want a fresh pour?
Well, no, so maybe what we should do then is I'll just... we'll do a one beer pour, and then we'll see if we can pick it out between whatever it is.
That's a cool idea. Because
I don't think, like, I can tell the differences between these two, but or these three, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to, just by drinking it, if I'm going to be able to taste it.
And I think my confidence overwhelmed me in the last test, so I'm hoping that maybe I was just too confident coming in, mm-hmm. I drank them too fast. I'm not going to hold my hat on that, though. I may still get it wrong.
Well, I would say, because the like for me, well, I won't tell you what to do.
Well, and I think one of the aspects that we're missing is consistency. Again, we don't drink these beers regularly. So if it was an IPA or something that we're accustomed to drinking more regularly, we'd have a better sense memory. And we talked about that in a couple of our past episodes, of really being able to associate to something that's familiar and having a flavor or an aroma in the back of our mind that we're familiar with and accustomed to previously. Mm-hmm. On these, I don't have that. And mm-hmm. I know you don't have that. This isn't something that we stock our fridges with. So, you know, for whatever excuse you want to check off, I got 1 out of 3. You got 3 out of 3, but it was a fun test.
It was. So do you want to do, to see if you can pick out which one is which, just give me all 3 cans. I'll pour one in here. And then do you want to try that?
Let's do it.
All right. So we've got a couple extra, about 5 minutes left here. So you hand me those other two there, Jason, all before right. you turn around too much. There we go.
And he'll do a little can shuffle, so I have no reference to what they were.
It's the coconut game. Which one is which?
Put your dollar bills down now.
And I'm showing. Of course, you're gonna don't look at the.
Yeah,
don't
look at the. I just feel like looking at your face.
So this is what I'm pouring in right here. And give it a good pour.
I promise, we're working on integrity here. I did not cheat. I didn't peek.
There you go. Go ahead and turn around.
And we're back.
And now I'm going to watch, because right there I'm showing it to you on the screen, so it's a good thing
you know, it's around. What's kind of interesting, though, when we talked about color previously and that they're all very similar, very pale, this is a little more golden. You know, you made reference in the first segment about the volume of a pour and how that does affect the coloration and how much of the suspension you're looking through. It's much more golden in this goblet and with the larger volume of beer in it than it was in the smaller tasters.
Well, and thankfully for us, all 3 of them were basically the same color. And so it wouldn't matter which one that is. Now, if one of these had been a little darker color, this would be an unfair test, certainly, because it's making one of them darker and you wouldn't be able to tell.
Yeah, strictly off of aroma and with the more concentrated, the larger volume of aroma coming out, but also the taper in this goblet with a little more concentration, my first instinct is to go with the Miller Lite, because we talked about the graininess and that yeasty aroma that we typically get out of walking through a brewery or baking bread. So mark that for aroma, Miller Lite. We'll see. Yeah, I'm going to stick with that, because on the palate, there's not the corny sweetness that we talked about, the Coors Light. It definitely has that white pepper familiarity that I picked up before. So I'm going to stick with Miller Lite.
Perfect. It was Miller Lite.
Excellent.
Way to go. Here's my glass. And then I'm going to have you pull your chair up just a little bit.
All right.
Raise it.
Oh, raise it.
You're coming out of the screen. You're coming out of the
screen
there.
I have a bad habit of that. I think I'm shying away from these beers. I'm slowly backing away. I'm
backing away from it. All right. So give me a pour and I'll talk him through, because I can hear what's happening.
All right, let's see here.
He's doing the coconut shuffle. Is that a dance? I don't think it is. And he's trying to
minimize the sound of where the can goes back to. And we're gonna put this glass down.
He's trying to eliminate all of my extra sensory abilities. my spidey senses.
And the glass is ready.
All right, here we go.
And for the viewers and listeners, I left the cans in the same order that he placed them, so that it's not clear that I shuffled them around.
Even the difference between R2, I mean, they're both, the differences in colors here. So as they pull it up, you can see that Jason's is a little deeper than this glass.
These are the exact same shape glass. They've got different graphics on them, but they're exact same glass.
And yours is actually a little wider at the base, a little. So that's what the I don't know, the light can do for you. Boy, I knew this was going to be tough, because my brain is wanting to pull out everything from every one of them.
Because you're.
But the deeper dish, the more concentrated, the way I can stick my nose into there. Stick my nose into the glass.
It makes a big difference. I mean, you're getting some more concentrated aroma than with those small tasters.
Right. Some grainy notes.
I like the gurgle sound when you swish around. That should make good radio, right?
Yeah, it's to let everyone know that what
How
I'm
come
doing.
We don't have a spit bucket? We should have had a spit bucket.
I know. Well, because the sink is just nearby. Boy, this is... I'm going to say that this is Coors Light.
That's your final answer?
That's my final
Should
answer.
Should we go to the answer? The audience, you want to phone a friend?
I want to phone a friend. Can I phone a friend? No, what is it?
It's actually Bud Light.
Oh, geez. See? There you go. There's
Yeah, it's tough.
Pulling those out. So, because I was imagining everything, too. So, I'm imagining these corn flavors. I'm imagining pepper from your comments about your comments from Miller Lite. And
but you know, it's actually consistent. Although you got all three out of three on the side by side, and I got one out of three, it's consistent with what you're describing in the side by side, because you felt like Bud Light and Coors Light were very similar, even though there's a little more sweetness in the Coors Light.
I was going Bud Light and Miller Light. I thought were the ones that were the closest.
Oh yeah, that's right. It was me that was Bud Light and Coors Light.
The Coors Light had a little corn sweetness to
Man,
it.
So see, I'm trying to push that off on you.
That's all right. That's okay. I'll
I
stand up.
Raise my score.
I'll stand up for myself. No worries. So this has been, you know, this is what I figured. It was going to be really, really tough, and two, I wasn't going to do very well at it. And so, and this just kind of plays to it, to where, you know, being able to judge these. Pick out these beers side by side, or I mean individually, is that's a job for a much, I don't know, more developed palate, one that has a sense memory, and I am not going to spend the time to develop that right now.
Right, and I have to tell you, looking through this taste test, looking at these cans in front of us, I actually have a better appreciation for the guys that work for these companies that are going around to the different plants across the country and trying to maintain consistency. Because they are so similar, I'd have to imagine that even putting its own beer, putting Coors Light by itself in a side-by-side from location to location and verifying that they're all the same has got to be difficult. You want to make sure that same color and clarity, same aroma and flavor notes. I give my hats off to these guys. It's got to be tough.
And they do, too. And they have tasting panels. And so they bring these beers in from all of these different breweries across the country and the world, and they have to taste them to figure out what to see which breweries are brewing up to their standard. Yeah, fabulous palates. All right, so this has been fun. I'm glad that we did this.
This is the finale of the Big Three Blind Taste Test.
Right, so this is a part two of a two-parter. So
let's keep it at two, Curtis. Let's not go any farther.
I'm done with it. I'm ready to. I've got two more beers. I'm ready to go drink a couple.
Excellent.
Couple good beers. So. Anyway, this has been Pints and Pairings, and I am Curtis Taylor, also known as Hophead Zen.
And I'm Jason Hendrick, a.k.a. The Hungry Man from Everybody's Hungry.
We would love to remind you to eat, drink, and be happy, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Very good. Cheers.
Cheers.
That was fun. Glad we did that.